Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Flandington. Hold on to your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast, brought to you by MetalInjection.net.
Everybody?
Hello.
Hello.
I just want to point something out and address this from last week, because Frank made a very good suggestion. And he pointed out in the comments of our blog post that we didn't get to describe what Noah was wearing until about an hour and 40 minutes into the podcast. So,
well, what does that have to do with anything?
I feel like a lot of our listeners, if you set the stage for that, would be more interested in knowing at this as the show starts.
No, I called in. It was connected, and then it just.
Big tap for reminding.
Oh wow! And here we're on.
Hi.
So yeah, like you were saying.
Front wedgies.
Yeah.
Noah came in and basically told Sid that she had a front wedgie.
I didn't tell Sid. I just said it because I was...
Oh, you just said it.
I came in, I put my bag down, and then I said I have to go and pick my front wedgie because I've had it for an hour on the train.
What does that feel like? I've never had one.
It's really annoying. It's like it's like if you take a string and you like put it around the front of your hip.
Mm-hmm.
And you just squeeze really hard, so it looks like a piece of meat wrapped in in thread, you know.
No.
Is there any pleasurable aspect to it? Since
No, there's nothing pleasurable. Oh,
okay.
That's why I have
so
to.
So maybe
it.
If you got certain areas, friction going.
You know, like that? No. A little bit.
No, it doesn't feel good with my underwear.
What fabric underwear? What kind of?
It's mesh, so it's like you know.
Mesh. So then it's basically like you're not even wearing underwear.
I'm not quite. What exactly is mesh? Can we get a visual on that?
Literally, a visual?
No.
All right.
Is that so you could like pee right through it? You don't even have to drop trowel?
No, it's so that there's, you know, like air circulating, so it keeps it fresh.
Oh, wow.
It's the snatch aerated. Very nice.
Yeah, you know.
We're ready after dark.
But the thing is, you're still wearing jeans over it, so what are the jeans mesh also?
No, it's indecent to walk around.
But then, so what air is getting through that? When I mean,
oh yeah, that's true.
It doesn't really make any sense.
Wow, I never thought of it.
Yeah,
that
get
way.
Those panties off now. They're useless.
That Victoria's right. Secret salesman lied to you.
Wow.
He did.
So we have a great show tonight, as we do every week. This is our
speaking of lies.
What?
He's right. We have an incredible show.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking.
This is
about.
Our 30th. Episode.
It's as old as it is.
If only I was 30 weeks old. I'd be so lucky.
So we got a special one. Being as it's the 30th week, we thought we'd come up with something new. So we brought back an old character.
Oh, okay.
JCVD will be here.
Whoa.
New character.
And
a cool person.
Does he have anything like more important to do?
He is quite a character.
He has an idea for a new segment that I loved. He's going to give us like a summer movie guide. It's going to be like a review of what happened so far.
I'm sure that'll
be good. Of upcoming things. It's going to be good. What were you going to say?
I'm sure that'll be coherent, knowing him.
Of course. He's the most coherent person in the world. And
more coherent than this live cast. Sorry, I just have to say.
And, of course, the Taco Bell Chihuahua died this week.
What?
Had a stroke.
Yeah.
There was only one Chihuahua. Like,
yeah, I don't believe there was one.
He's a
CGI character, wasn't he?
No, this
that's
before,
what I thought also.
This is before CGI, and I thought it was CG.
Chihuahua graphics.
Yeah, isn't it?
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua gorditos.
Didn't Van Halen record a song called Chihuahua in Spanish?
Yeah, and he sang about Crazy Egg.
That was kind of an inside joke. We were trying to figure out the name of a song that Van Halen recorded in Spanish.
Because, of course, Anthony, being the Spanish guy, comes in today singing Huevos Locos.
It turned out to be what? Crazy from the Heat?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. They recorded that in Spanish.
But what do eggs have to do with it?
He says it in the song.
Mm. David Lee Roth, don't question.
Yeah, that's true. You can't.
Don't question his balls.
Great. Yes, Rob?
So last night, I smoked out of a vaporizer.
Right.
We didn't ask.
And that's why. Well, we just smoked out of a vaporizer as well.
It's crazy.
And I'm really, really stoned right now, so I don't know. I don't know, you guys take over the show.
Well,
I'm going to take a nap.
You were running down what was on the show, so I thought you were going to continue that.
Well, that's it.
What about the Little John Slayer thing?
Oh, yeah, we could totally play that.
Before we do that, could I propose something revolutionary?
What?
I have to shit like I've never had to shit in my life before.
I have to shit, too.
Now, the thing is, I don't want to miss any of the witty banter. So, let's say I go into the bathroom, plop myself down, and call in.
Okay.
And right. Just keep talking while I'm pissing out of my ass. All
right, why don't you start calling in now?
So first.
So don't miss it.
Why don't you remind me what our phone number is, because I don't remember.
Our number?
Hold
on. 646.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry, I'm
fine. You guys can give us a call as well. It'll be great.
As a matter of fact, if anyone out in the audience is taking a shit, 929-1357. 646-929.
Yeah, meme game of battleship.
929-1357?
That's right.
In the 646 area code?
Yep.
Am I going to get charged with long distance?
Oh, and
no.
We actually have somebody that's calling us right now.
All right. You are on the Zach Beats hotline.
That's
caller, right. Can I get your name?
Marshall.
Hello, Marshall.
What's up?
Are you
What's
also
up, man?
How you doing?
Pretty good, dude. I was wondering if you ever heard of a band called Periphery.
Yeah. Yeah, I have, actually. They're playing on the Thrash and Burn tour.
Yeah, man. Dude, I just love them so much. I just feel the need to, like, tell everybody I know about them.
Well, I don't know about them, so tell me.
It's kind of weird. It's like a cross between Meshuga and, I guess you could say, like, kind of progressive metal. They got he does clean vocals, and he does, like, you know, kind of Jens Kidman from Meshuga, rough vocals. So it's fucking intense, man.
We got some Periphery right here for you, so let's listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Paul Martineau?
Don't say that just because Sid left the room.
No,
right?
Sid is actually on with us right now. Sid, are you there?
Hey.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you put me on.
By the way, Marshall.
Yeah.
Sid is now on the phone, also on our line, taking a shit. So if you hear any plops in the background,
do you have any sort of strategy advice for Sid, like what he should be doing right now, Marshall?
I would say, fucking metal.
I'm on the Zach Beats steaming hotline. That's what I'm on.
That's hot, all right.
Who's Zach Beats today?
Oh, Zach Beats is a guy who called us in last week. He was a very entertaining caller. That's apparently is his real name. Well, we don't know that 100%. But, he was a kid
who
went into rehab and... he was on all kind of prescription drugs. His parents were weed testing him, and
he can't smoke weed because his parents drug test him. So he does mushrooms.
Hey.
Right.
Oh, hell yeah! I love that shit, dude.
It's all natural.
You're a big fan of mushrooms?
For sure.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
Did your parents ever give you any shit about like drugs and stuff?
Yeah, weed mostly, but. I don't
Where
think
are you
they
from?
Know about other shit. South Carolina.
Oh, wow. So is it like all farms out there, or you live in a city? Or
South Carolina is like, you know, modernized.
Yeah. I'm in this historic port city, Charleston. It was like one of the first settlements in the United States. So it's pretty big.
No, it was like, oh, South Carolina is like San Francisco. What are you talking about?
Right?
Yeah, they have like farms and stuff, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much all farms other than the city.
How do you like that, Noah?
All right, I haven't been to South Carolina, so how would I know?
Are you sure? It just sounded like you knew every single thing about South Carolina a minute ago.
I like fencing, but not really know what I'm talking about.
I should admit, I give you.
So what's the weed like in South Carolina? We got to know.
Oh, man, we got this shit called Southern Lights. It's actually grown here. It was in High Times last issue. It's fucking crazy. Southern Lights.
Oh, that's awesome, because we have Northern Lights.
I was going to say, do they have Northern Lights in North Carolina?
Yeah, man, we get that shit down here.
Is there any kind of feud between North and South Carolina?
Not really, man. Like, Charlotte's right on the border, and it's kind of like a midway. Everybody just fucking chills there. I mean, a lot of shows come to there, so.
Yeah, Charlotte's a pretty big city, but. The one thing I've heard about Charlotte is that they have, like, massive, great strip clubs. Is that true? Yeah. In the strip? Yeah.
No, man.
Like, there's all...
Well, he just turned 18, right?
So? I was 18 in 10 seconds. I was in a strip club.
Well, you were banging the strippers.
Yeah. Well, no, stop.
That's not what I heard.
Sid, yes. Such a low.
It sounds like Sid is calling from, like, inside the toilet bowl.
Sid, get out. Are you okay?
It feels like it. It's hard to talk when I'm biting my lips so hard.
Sid, can I ask a question?
You just did.
Sid, you're left-handed?
Yep.
No, I'm right-handed.
Are you a left-handed wiper?
No, I
wiping,
right-handed wiper.
No, I'm right-handed, yeah.
Oh, okay. But, Sid, you're lefty, but you wipe righty.
Yeah.
That's weird to me. Like, how did you start wiping righty?
I don't know. I just started wiping recently, so I'm trying things out. I used to just let it go. But now, you know, some lady friend said, you know, you should try to start wiping maybe a little bit. Because the flakes would, you know. But I'm trying right-handed. I'll try left-handed. We'll see.
You had to wipe off 30 years of crust. That's not a little bit.
Well... Mostly it's liquid, so it's not so bad.
Sid comes out of the toilet with 25 years of ossified dingleberry.
It's like tree bark.
It's like Jurassic Park. They find amber on your crack.
One of the people we're IMing with wants to know, Sid, if you wipe from the front or the back.
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, Shinobi asks.
That kid is really into Sid trivia. I wipe downward, so I guess towards the taint.
Yeah, I've heard that that's the way to do it. Like, you're supposed to wipe away from your genitals.
Yeah, because then you might get an infection.
Yeah, you well
so
for
I
girls.
Wipe towards.
Oh, towards your genitals.
Ew.
Towards the taint.
No,
I smear it on my sack.
Right, but they say that like even if you're careful, you can still get like little particles towards your sack.
Whatever.
What if you're with Petey from?
Well, I don't think he's smearing feces on himself.
No, but what if you're doing a tea bag?
Sid,
yeah?
What are your comments on this?
On what, the teabagging?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever teabagged a girl, so it's never been an issue. I've had my balls in a girl's mouth.
Marshall, have you teabagged a girl?
Not a girl.
Whoa!
Whoa! Wait a minute. A guy?
Fucking, okay. Yeah.
Hey, we're not judgmental here, man. That's cool.
Not like
talking about jackass shit, man.
Oh,
oh
I was
okay.
Like drugs. Oh, you like hazed somebody or something?
I mean, it is South Carolina, after all.
Listen, you don't need to insult the guy's hometown, Sid. Come on.
Just insult the guy.
Don't make me mute you, Sid.
Oh, come on. I don't think he'd deny it.
So how did that happen? How'd you wind up with your balls in a guy's mouth?
Oh, no, it wasn't him. It wasn't in his mouth. It was just, you know, like, drunken shenanigans.
You gave him a pair of Ray-Bans? That's what you did? Did you, like, take a picture of that? Or?
Yeah, is there photographic evidence?
No.
You gotta put it on the South Carolina Craigslist.
You gotta.
What was the purpose of it?
Yeah, not even a Facebook photo.
No.
Did he wake up?
No, he was fucking past it.
Oh, you did it all wrong, dude. You're supposed to put the balls on. Hey,
that's why you're supposed to take the picture. Show it to him in the morning.
Yeah, you straddle the guy, and then you go, pancakes are ready, and then he sits up, and then he's got two balls on his face.
But then he might, like, punch you in the balls.
Oh.
You don't want to wake up.
That's true. That's true.
Not if he's a good sport.
No, nobody's a good sport in that situation.
Oh, you got me. Yeah, I'll get you back.
We lost Marshall. He ran away.
Marshall, I understand you don't want to talk about teabagging.
He brought it up.
Other teabagging engagements.
He could have pretended it was a girl. And...
Yeah. So, Sid, what's the progress?
I thought I was done, but then there was a little bit more coming out now, so I don't know.
So you're in the aftershock stage?
Don't push hard, because then you'll get a butt tulip.
Nah, my butt's pretty sturdy. I would have by now. I push hard all the time.
Sid is like our field reporter.
Yeah.
Is the shit coming out okay, Sid?
It's all right. It's okay. Partly cloudy.
Are there any partial pebbles? Is there any hangage?
No, it's all liquid. It's like a greenish liquid.
Liquid, greenish liquid. Any guacamole last night, Sid?
Yes, actually. Yeah, yesterday afternoon there was guacamole.
You normally have green shit, or is it the guacamole doing that?
Usually I have green shits when I have Slurpees.
Does it matter what color the Slurpees are when you make
it? No, it does not matter at all.
That's fucking weird.
I can have a red Slurpee and the poop's green and slick. Very disturbing. It's like ectoplasm.
Like,
do you remember the Ghostbusters?
If you have any shit stories, you can call us at 646-929-1357.
The next person to call will win a random CD from our pile.
And a Petri dish from Sid's Duty.
I haven't flushed yet, so it is possible.
So 646-929-1357. You can also IM us if you're like a pussy and don't feel like calling. Our screen name is MI Livecast. Well, Sid, come on.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to do a preemptive wipe now so I can get back on the program.
Okay. Hurry back.
Oh, it's actually not green. It's actually a very dark brown.
Oh, you did a bowl look?
No,
the outer bowl is definitely stained up. There's specks of feces all on the outside of the bowl.
Sid, save a piece of the toilet paper and bring it out to show us.
Oh,
that's something that's definitely not going to happen. You think you want that, but you do not want that.
Do you actually go and clean the side of this bowl when that happens, when you stain it?
You bet.
No, usually the flush actually takes care of that. Rob, though, has been known to streak the toilet and just leave it.
Really?
For, like, a couple days. And I keep thinking he'll notice that the next time he comes in, he'll want to clean it, right? But then he doesn't.
Does he ever blame you?
No, he doesn't. He's too oblivious to blame anything. He just sort of walks through life in a daze.
He said that you've taken a shit and stained the toilet above the water line and not cleaned it.
Sid did that?
Oh, he said you did that.
Sid, next time, I have a very quick solution. Sid, next time that happens, you take Rob's toothbrush and you just...
Oh!
Who's to say I haven't already done that?
What? Yeah, that's it. I'm getting a new toothbrush. But right now, we have two callers on the Zach Beats Hotline. We're going to go to our first one. First caller on the Zach Beats Hotline.
Starting with area code 805.
Where is
on.
Yo. Yo, this is Tooth Gnasher.
Oh,
okay.
Tooth Gnasher.
How you doing?
And I have a atomic push-up story, or sit-up, atomic sit-up.
What's an atomic?
Before you get to the story, can I say one thing?
No.
There we go. Excellent. Breaking mute has flushed.
All right, so... Senior year.
I'm gonna wash my hands.
Okay, good. Hang up on Sid. We don't need to hear anymore.
One second.
All right, Tukin Asher, what atomic sit-up? Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so the atomic sit-up is where you have a guy down in the sit-up position, and you put a towel over his eyes, and one person is holding them down with the towel, and another dude takes their pants off and squats above his face, and then so they're trying to do a sit-up as hard as they can, let the towel go, face goes into the ass. And so there's this one kid, he was like a junior or sophomore or whatever, really into, like, I don't know, body strength and core work on the track team. And so we were joking with him, like, oh, yeah, you know, we'll have you do an atomic push or atomic sit-up someday. And we never really did it. But then the last day of track, he brought it up and was like, oh, so we're going to do the atomic sit-up? And we just kind of looked at him like, really? Like, you want to do it?
Sure, you really.
And so at the end of the day, you know, we had been running around playing Frisbee or whatever, it was the last day of school, and he gets down in the position, this one wrestler guy who, oh, God, I mean, this was disgusting. We get the towel or T-shirt or whatever over his eyes. Wrestler guy squats down, pulls his pants down, and they're like, okay, go! He's going as hard as he can, whip the shirt off his face, just boom, right into the ball sack.
Oh. Doesn't that hurt the other guy?
No, it didn't. It was incredible. It was hilarious. So look on this kid's face.
Oh, it was you?
Like, sadly, it was not.
Oh, all
right. That's not the shirt, but okay, so the look on this kid's face was just the realization. It hit him like a tidal wave, and he understood what life was about.
You said it was incredible. I thought you meant like his nose going into your hoo-hoo over there.
There's an incredible sensation.
I had an epiphany. Rob.
But it was a great way to close the school year.
Good for you.
Wow, we've learned so much about our callers.
I know, I love it.
That was a good story. Thank you, Tooth Ganasher.
Tooth Ganasher is a...
Let's plug him. Yeah.
Wait, Tooth Ganasher, you have a radio show people can listen to, right?
Yeah, it was last night. Is The Sledge on KZSC Santa Cruz.
Can they listen on a website?
Yeah, it's www.kzsc.org. 10:30 Pacific time on Thursday.
Can you say it, like, slower? Because I didn't, like, the letters
blended. Yeah, say it slower and also add your blog. Come on, just take full advantage.
Okay. KZSC.org. And the blog is KZSCSledge.blogspot.com.
All right.
Okay, now can you say it backwards?
Can you say it while doing it?
I have to be drunk to do that.
Everyone go see Tooth Ganasher's website.
And just leave a comment on this so people can check it out as well.
Yes.
And do we have another caller on the Zach Beats hotline?
Yes, we do. But
yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, you do.
No, we do.
Oh.
512.
Hi.
512.
512. What is your name?
I'd rather just give my username out. Shinobi.
Oh! Yay!
Yay!
Shinobi,
what's up?
Shinobi has become Sid's best friend on the internet.
Yeah, support you, cause my brother in arms.
Welcome.
So, Shinobi, where are you from?
I'm from Texas, Austin.
Austin, Texas. Very nice. Very nice.
It's very nice here.
And when did you first develop your crush on Sid?
Oh, stop.
I think, dude, the scenic hate Facebook thing is awesome.
Thank you,
Nick.
Well, it's a very nice website to look at.
Yeah, the one with all the scenery pictures that Sid takes and he uploads from his iPhone.
Yeah,
Shinobi, it's cynic.
Scenic. Oh, sorry.
He knows that. He's saying it's not even worth pronouncing it right.
It doesn't. Yeah, basically, it doesn't matter. Come on, scenic, shinic, shinic. I don't know.
You should call it. I propose you call them cynic.
Yeah,
that's
make no sense.
Well, I just I just realized something.
What?
If you try to read Cynic backwards, it's also kind of Cynic.
You know what I just noticed? If you play Cynic backwards, it sounds better.
No, it's still shitty.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter. You get intoxicated, you get drunk. Doesn't matter.
When did you realize that you hated Cynic? Tell us your personal story. We need a testimonial.
Well, I kind of already gave one in the blog post, but then, you know, that was it's on there. I'll talk about another one on here. I was on AIM, and my friend linked me to this awesome band, his quote, not mine, and he said that it was like a technical jazz kind of band thing. I don't know. I was like, oh, God, here we go. And then, you know, I started to listen to the Evolutionary Sleeper, and, man, that was like a shitstorm of bad music. Seriously.
Right on. It's got Sleeper right in the name. It tells you what's going to happen to you.
You should see Noah's face right now. She's shaking. She wants to strangle you.
No, I know who this is. I have nothing against him.
She's lying. I see her
I
face.
I just hate Sid. That's all.
There's a big vein popping out of her forehead right now.
That's
by the way, I'm also the noob on Twitter, Noah, just if you're wondering.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Come at you. Listen to her. Cynic. I love Cynic. You dare.
She sent me messages. She sent me messages all the time just saying, please, just die. I'm like, what? I hate them.
Hey, Shinobi. What if we go into the Metal Injection expense account and send you out to wherever Paul Masvidal lives and give him an atomic push-up?
I'll shit, and then I'll do it. Yeah.
Go would bring the wrestling.
This kid is true.
I'll Twitter it. I definitely will.
Twitter all over his chest.
Sorry.
He might like it if you Twittered all over his chest.
Oh, now you're getting personal. Attack the music, all right, buddy?
I don't have any insider information. I'm just saying, if you listen to the music, you could draw some conclusions.
Oh boy, I can't go with you on that one. He's
the Liberace of metal.
Yeah. Anything you think of that's just gay, dick and ass, that's him.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
All right, we're going to have to cut this off. Shinobi, thanks for calling in.
Keep fighting the good fight, man.
Actually, were you trying to play it backwards?
Yeah.
I figured it out. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, here
we go. I got it.
Yeah.
Hold on. Just a little. Mike.
It's actually better this way. You're right.
Sounds exactly like
this is
Ron
way more
Artest.
Bearable.
It's weird.
It's still pretty jazzy though.
Yeah, I see. You know, like all the diminished chords and
definitely
altered
diminished
harmonies. I see it.
But we have another caller on the Zach Beats hotline.
And thanks to Shinobi for calling.
Yeah, thank you, Shinobi.
Wow, he got applause?
Yeah, come on. Yeah. You guys don't applaud me.
No.
But who's the caller on the Zach Beats hotline?
Oh, he's gone.
Nobody. Wow, we didn't want to talk to you anyway.
It was area code 512 or 508. I don't remember.
Our number again is 646-929-1357. Our screen name is MI Livecast.
Mm-hmm.
And
you want to play that Little John thing now?
Oh, yeah.
Give some background on what that is.
Well, this appeared on like a Little John record. He basically just sampled Raining Blood.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's it.
Is Slayer going to sue him?
No, I mean, they signed off on
you
it.
Can't,
they knew about this?
You can't make a sample without getting it signed off on now.
Unless you're Coldplay and you're stealing Joe Satriani's songs.
But they got sued, didn't they?
Yeah, but I don't know what happened with that.
I don't think Satriani won that.
But his song came out way before them. And
you really think Coldplay listens to Joe Satriani? It seems like they neither should know that the other exists.
It's like verbatim. You can.
But that wasn't a sample.
Play them together and it sounds. No, yeah,
that's
it's
different.
Not. It's not.
All right, let's check this.
All right.
One second.
Michael.
Oh, come on.
Mr. King, the fucking crook.
I'm offended.
Your boy LeSean.
He calls it.
Why do you have to curse so much?
I just wanted to say that the first search suggestion for Joe Satriani is Joe Satriani Coldplay. So
he should be grateful.
People are like now looking him up because of that. So bit.
Oh, wow.
All right, I'm sorry, guys.
I don't think y'all ready for this shit. Y'all ain't ready for this shit. Nothing but some real gangster shit. Gangster shit. Got a nigga in pictures out there. Damn.
I really don't like the cursing.
It is. It's overdone. I don't mind cursing.
Do you think
but...
he's going to get on radio talking like this? I mean, come on.
Oh, you.
Here we go. But why you fucking
with me? Stop fucking with me. Don't be fucking with me. Stop fucking with me. I like the spoken word part that's coming up. Yeah, I'm not even kidding.
I know.
You know, it seems like no matter how hard I fucking try.
I just wanted a Pepsi.
She wouldn't give it to me.
I ain't crazy, motherfucker. You're the one that's crazy.
Making me go to the Source Awards. What?
All I wanted was a great drink. Just a great drink. And you wouldn't give it to me.
What the fuck is juice? You know, nothing ever goes his way. He just sells gold records and he has like about $40 million.
Why are you talking?
This is,
sorry.
This is his response to the Obama healthcare reform plan. I don't want to pay higher taxes. Stop fucking with me, Obama.
I'm in a high enough tax bracket, motherfucker. Cut the capital gains, motherfucker. No estate tax.
That is the only thing I like about this song.
How much is left in this song? Come on.
You know what's the funny thing is that if he actually smoked weed before this song, it would sound like Leonard Skinner.
Yeah. This is like the hip-hop rhyme of the Ancient Mariners. It doesn't matter.
This is just like a 6-minute complaint over Slim.
Yeah.
This is my house, like 10 years ago.
Fuck you!
Sorry, why did you clean your room?
Yeah.
I just wanted a Pepsi.
We're out of Pepsi. I only have Coca-Cola.
It's not a cum stain on the wall, all right?
Now what were you doing in there? Why does it smell like soap?
How do you know exactly what my mother sounds like? That's so weird.
Oh, she hasn't told you yet?
Is Rob your father?
Stop fucking my mom. Rob, stop fucking my mom.
Come inject me?
Come injection.
Come inside me. Whoop, take that one over. Hold on.
I trash it.
Pete, get the fuck away from your fucking ass.
Oh my god.
There's more?
Was there still like a minute and 40?
He's got a lot of problems.
There's got to. They still have to do the guitar solo, right?
I don't know.
That's why this song sucks. No solo.
Yeah, that's what it's missing.
Yeah.
So I guess if there was a solo, it means he wouldn't be rapping during that part. So maybe it is missing a solo.
Yeah.
Stop soloing over my rap.
would you immediately hate the song sit if they threw the solo?
I already hate it. If anything, it wouldn't just mean less lyrics, it would just make the song 2 minutes longer.
Wait, Rob, fast forward to the part with Paul Masvidal on.
Oh, no. Stop fucking with Paul Masvidal.
Fucking with you. Uh-oh. Fucking with me. Uh-oh. Fucking
Why you fucking with me? Stop fucking with me. Don't be fucking with me. Stop fucking with me. Why you fucking with me?
That's incorrect English. Is this going to be on the soundtrack to Little Mama's, to Big Mama's House 3? It is, right? Martin Lawrence, you've had enough of your bullshit. Right.
Don't be fucking with me.
Don't be fucking with me.
Why you fucking with me? This
is like a corn song.
I was thinking more Limp Bizkit, but yeah.
I was thinking corn mixed with Rage Against the Machine. He says the same thing, you know, in your tire spot.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Rally around the family! Stop fucking with me.
All right, we have another caller on the Zach Beats hotline. Let's take it smoothly with caller. Who are you?
Take it smoothly.
Hey, what's your name?
Hey, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Stop fucking with me!
What's up, fucking injection? Yeah. Inject me full of the metal. Inject me full of the metal as I metalize the thoughts from last night's Darth show.
Oh, yeah. I tried to talk about this, but nobody cared. But now that you brought it up.
Suddenly we care.
Now, as I was in the room, when Doth have a vaporizer that they bring with them on the road, maybe we shouldn't say this if there are any cops listening. But both Jose and I sampled the vaporizer. Jose, what did you think? What's your review?
Well, bro, Robert and everybody that injects the metal and are listening, I appreciate you taking the call, brother. Dude, let me say this, dude. I've been a big fan of vaporizing since, oh, I don't know, 1971. I have one of the very same devices that we were using last night. You know what? Vaporizing is a big, big, a new thing in the world of that type of stuff. And not a lot of people know what it is. Robert, do you want to explain what it is?
You basically, there's no smoking of it. You just, there's like a bulb. And you put the weed by the bulb, and it just, like, heats it up.
It roasts it.
Yeah, it roasts it to a point where you just inhale the THC, and there's no...
Very good. You know why? You know why that is, dude?
Why is it?
Well, because every element in the world, bro, has a boiling point and a vaporizing point and a melting point. That's how scientists identify elements or substances that are in different things. If you take a substance of whatever it is, you can break down the different molecules by the different types of temperature and shit like that. So with THC,
you're out there, man.
Shut up, Noah, if I inject you. No, dude, I'm telling you the truth. Dude, THC has a certain vaporizing point, and that's what these vaporizers are set to, and it just takes the little crystal of the hairs. It skips all the other stuff, and it goes straight to what you need, and that's the chemical tetrahydrocannabinol, which is the thing that, you know, gets people a little loopy.
All the cool kids just call it THC, though.
Yeah, but maybe the science nerds, as they're injecting their metal tonight, know that, you know, it's called tetrahydrocannabinol.
Well, see, you've just schooled everybody. This is like pod school.
People will learn something when they listen to this podcast.
That's what the point is. That's why I felt like I should contribute tonight, because the show last night was awesome.
Yeah, it was definitely a good show.
Who else was playing?
Fucking go horns. Go ahead, Rob.
Get into your head.
It was Goat Whore and Abigail Williams.
I heard she was pretty good. What did she? What kind of?
They never.
She did a Mariah Carey.
Don't get that. No.
Wow, dude, I'm on the Blog Talk Radio Metal Injection. Yeah.
I'd like to mention Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's only.
We're way cooler than them.
Only when the show's live.
We prefer to refer to it as Abigail Williams. We're on the Abigail Williams.
Isn't that the Blog Talk Radio lady's name?
Yeah, no, she had some like crazy European accent going on, dude. You know, I ran into the keyboard player, the original one from Abigail Williams, Ashley, I saw her on Monday night at the Summer Slaughter show.
Oh, yeah. You posted a video about that, right?
Yeah, I did, man, because I got her and Kristen Randall from Winds of Plague together, and there was like a big history between those chicks, and I didn't really know it. I just saw two hot chicks talking, and I knew who they were, and I'm like, hey, opportune moment, pull out the video camera, you know?
So what's their thing between each other?
I mean, you know what? Fuck this. Dude, I ain't going to say nothing on this show anymore, dude.
It's just us listening. It's just friends.
Hey,
no
yeah,
one
right. And every all like a million bloggers like right now. Like no way, dude. Like no, I don't know. I don't know the history. Mike Gitter sort of gave me a little lowdown of the history at Warped Tour last Saturday. But it was cool to see them talking like you know old friends. And I was like, oh, cool. Hey, you know, let's do a little fucking video.
And he smelled their fingers.
Wait, so there's a fucking video?
Yes, it is actually. Yes, it's all about squirting and foot sucking.
Wow, Jose, that's already been posted on Blabbermouth. That you.
It's all over the place. I know, man. I know, dude. But you know what? I just wanted to call and say hello. I'm sitting here, and I was like, I got a little tweet. From Noah, and I'm like, oh, cool, they're on the radio right now or on whatever, you know, the world. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to say what's up, you know, because I chilled out with the injection at Gogor. All
right, cool. Well,
yeah,
thanks a lot for calling in. And
you know,
cool
you know,
the cool
no,
no. on vaporizers.
Hey, man, Rob, one more thing I want to add to you before I run and vape. I want to say that Noah and what she does on Liquid Metal on SiriusXM with Sky to the Body, it's pretty cool because I got a comment from some random listener who saw me at a show, and she was like, hey, you know, tell Noah thanks. And I was like, what? Tell Noah thanks for what? And she was like, for teaching me how to pronounce the name of whatever band correctly. And I'm like, really? I didn't know she did that. So, but it's cool because Noah goes on every once in a while with Scotty and plays all this crazy, like, stuff that nobody really listens to. And,
Hey!
That's what I'm talking
about. No, wait. Let me finish my thought and I'll let you guys go back to doing some Rage Against the Machine cover songs. But,
right.
I'm just stoked that you know, randomly somebody you know comes up to me and says that they were you know taught something pronunciation on the air because of Noah and her crazy weirdness and fondness for all these sorts of bands that you can't pronounce. But I think there should be like a segment where she does just bands that you can't pronounce and she just plays them.
Was it Necrophagist?
No.
I
really wonder what band it was. I don't remember what I played.
I don't know if it was Incitarium or something weird or it was just something one of those crazy bands that really like two people listen to. But it's like it's nice that you were able to help those two people out because I don't know how to pronounce those names. I never claimed to be some pro, you know. But that stuff is educational. And Noah, I appreciate you injecting correct pronunciation of metal bands onto the masses.
Yeah, she has a separate show, a podcast called Pronunciation Injection. I don't know if you
did. Yeah, and I appreciate that you allowed me to inject a correct pronunciation into somebody's head. Thank you.
Dude, you know what? We're just all about letting people inject people with metal because what you guys do is fucking awesome. Galore. All right, cool. Hey, what's up? You guys good? You guys great? Hey, keep on being fucking metal and you know, and do vaporizing things. It's all good, man.
We are actually.
And you continue doing vaporizing.
Well, bro, you know what? Every time I see you guys, dude, you know, I always get a smile on my face, man, because I inject metal too.
Awesome. All right, man. Have a good one.
All right, you too, guys. Later.
Sure,
Jose, the host of Headbangers Ball on MTV.
And,
not really, but I'm serious.
He's the program director of like all the metal channels and rock channels.
Isn't he the host of them? What happened to that?
We don't talk about
that
anymore.
To speak of that
it's very confusing.
Why not?
But anyway.
He got in trouble or something.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
So we should go to a music break. Sid, you're picking the views.
Yeah, I demanded.
All right.
My popular command of me.
Next show, I would like to play some of my music because you guys haven't taken my request.
What
in
is
a long
the next
time.
Show?
Next show will be the pronunciation show.
But yes.
Oh, we should talk about this. We're going to be off the air for the next 2 weeks, breaking news all. But we're going to compile two fantastic best of. So
and
great.
If you guys have any requests, you can join our Metal Injection Livecast Facebook group, and you can suggest your favorite segments for us to include in
yeah.
these.
Yeah.
Best of.
And since you're producing the best ofs, you could put songs in between each segment, and that way you're controlling the playlist.
And
our
right
best
there.
Ofs were our like highest downloaded shows, right? Is that right?
Well, no. The
all of our shows are the highest downloaded.
Right.
Karate okay. Commando just said, "Sit smart. He knows his shit." I can't say this. Bleh, I can't say the same about some of the other members of the live cast.
Right on.
Blocked.
What does
no.
that mean?
I don't know what that.
I've got a big following on this fucking show.
You know
huh?
your
How
shit.
About
what?
That?
Just because you go take a shit during the show, you
yeah, know my shit.
We all know his shit, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, and Shinobi says that Darren should make a playlist.
I might do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Darren
should make a playlist.
I just might.
It would be a lot of Striper and Rat.
Yeah, that's my favorite. You nailed
and,
it.
And Vixen.
Can I make a request right
Slaughter.
Now? Can I make a request? Can we hear...
I'm not getting naked.
Oh, I was going to ask you that off the air.
Okay.
But on the air, I was going to ask if we could hear South of Trenton.
Oh, South of Trenton.
Yeah.
Add that into Sid's playlist.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have it.
Okay.
All right, so...
We'll start with South of Trenton.
Start. Okay.
I have to cue it up, so vamp it a little bit.
Maybe play a Blandy.
So oh, yes, let's do... Blend Announcer Guy submitted a few new... drops, as we like to call them. And we're going to play one right now.
Hello, son. This is your resident announcer guy, Chuck Blandington, and you're listening to the show that was caught finger-banging your stepmom last week. The Metal Injection Live Cast. Sorry about that.
The seasons are changing. You need new clothing. Come down to Route 9's clothing outlet just south of Trenton. We got all the types of clothes you need. Pants, jeans, shorts, sneakers, shoes. Casual, outdoors, indoors, every type of door. We even sell doors. Come down. We got double XL, triple XL, 4XL for your fat Uncle Larry. You know he's been eating too many fixins'. But in Uncle Larry's defense, fixins' are delicious. That's why with every $100 sale, we're giving away a free case of Fig Newtons specifically for your Uncle Larry. So come down, Route 9, down the track. Are you there yet? Are you getting in the car?
Special savings offer for a limited time. Unprecedented exit bargains are one of a kind. Labor Day, our backers can tell no lies. Before you leave the store, you must buy!
Impressive price roll back.
hunting offers luxurious clothing at unbelievable prices. The red stores for this year's cannot be smirched up. Come trade your old rented for a credit or a purchase. Exchanges welcome in and heat up the truck. Liquidation, compulsive shoppers.
Ladies and gentlemen, the store will be closing in exactly one burst. Please make your final selections and make your way to the closest cash register, as our store will be closing in exactly one burst.
Through the deep discounted the Garden State Parkway, or roll through the heart of New Jersey. Bring any competitors' price on new clothes. I feel like 10% are on the street. Credit, welcome in an age of distrust. Liquidation, compulsive shoppers. On Route 9, South of Trenton. On Route 9, South of Trenton.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, there's only 3 days left in our crazy Memorial Day sale. Sure, it's September, but it's never too early to celebrate Memorial Day. So come on down, because our prices are insane.
Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder that our main road is closed. If you'd like to get out of here, please take Chrysler Street Parkway and then make a left at Rain Inn Boulevard and then make your way down to Undisputed Avenue to get the fuck out of here.
We know times are tough and it's hard to get your band noticed. That's why Metal Inject is cleaning up David Brush to give My Good Eye to give one lucky band a free head over to metalinjection.tv/freemusicvideo by August 5th and register your band. Get all your fans to give your band the horns up, then Metal Injection with My Good Eye takes one lucky band in the top 10 to get a free music video.
Did I ever tell you about that time I went down on a guy for 2 tickets to a Bon Jovi concert? It wasn't as bad as I expected. What? We're recording? Oh dear God, no.
Whoa, I guess we caught Bland off guard with the, with
Bland
the music phase.
Bon Jovi.
Got a little accent. Anyway, during that break, we were vaping.
Not
even the vape
kind
going.
Of still are.
Well, yeah. Well, the vapors.
You got the
vape heads. Are myself, Noah, and Anthony.
Right.
And it's feeling great. We.
It's amazing.
Do we sound stoned, people? Let us know. 646-929-1357, man.
I'm just not talking. I'm so.
Oh, okay. I see. You're keeping it to yourself.
I'm good.
You're good? You don't want any more vapes?
Yes. Yeah.
You're fucking vaped.
Right?
It's turning into a podcast.
It always ends up turning into a podcast.
That's what we want to be at the same level as our listeners.
Okay.
We
do some mushrooms and some Xanax.
And some teabagging.
They do everything but weed, actually. Yeah. They're all getting weed tested.
They're all meatheads who do atomic push-ups. Right?
Callers, don't listen, though. She's on a period.
No, I'm not.
You're not all meatheads. We love you.
She doesn't understand. Guys do shit like that sometimes. Gay,
yeah.
Really gay shit, but we're not gay.
It's not gay if you receive the head. Yeah. Speaking of gay, I'd like to make a request.
Yeah.
If any of our listeners are going to that yearly Insane Clown Posse convention.
The Gathering of the Juggalos.
If any of you guys listening are juggalos, no juggalos, any juggalo-related testimony you can give, we want to hear it.
Or
we're
go,
very fascinated.
Go there and sabotage it and like jump up on the stage and say metal injection live cast or something.
Yeah, but make sure that someone's recording.
They'll get murdered.
So wear a Russian guy's t-shirt, a Moscow Metal Minute shirt. And some clown makeup. As long as you got clown makeup, you're golden.
I can't believe they've been doing it for 10 years.
It feels like just yesterday that they started, right?
Blah! Insane clown pussy, blah!
How do you get in there?
No, but it's crazy, though, the lineup that they have. It's like Coolio, Ice Cube.
Ice Cube,
no.
Really?
Yeah, Ice Cube.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was in the infomercial.
Get the fuck out.
It's on the main page of Metal Injection.
Are you sure? Absolutely. You sure it's not
he
Vanilla Ice?
No. Vanilla Ice will also be there.
And Ice Cube.
Really?
And Ice
How about
Cube.
Ice Tea?
No, I didn't see it.
Will Rowdy Roddy Piper be there?
Rowdy Roddy Piper will be there doing stand-up comedy and wrestling. And other stand-up comedians, Paulie Shore.
Oh,
Jimmy
no.
J.J. Walker. This is, I'm not making any.
You're just making this up
I
now.
Swear to you, this is all true.
You backtrack.
How far
and
into the video was this? Because I don't think I watched the whole
dude,
video.
Dude, it's a 15-minute info. There's a lot of information that you have to process. You really have to pay attention.
Focus.
They keep calling you a ninja. They say, you know, what's up, my ninjas? And I'm like, wait,
that.
What? What is going on?
You should rewind and say what you're talking about, because it's like a Woodstock for Insane Clown Posse.
It's a white trash Woodstock, basically.
Yeah.
Well, it's the Insane Clown Posse. They have this 4-day event every year. It's like in the middle of nowhere in Chicago.
Illinois, not Chicago.
No, I mean, around
there's
you're
no
right,
such thing
right.
as nowhere in Chicago. Like wait, South Carolina.
What about
clown posse?
Wait, what?
What?
Oh,
really?
Wait. Sorry, I spelled the posse part wrong.
You spelled it pussy.
How did you spell it?
No, I spelled it P-O-S-S-I.
In Italy, that's how it's spelled in Italy.
That's what we call the bacala.
Posse.
And I call it the clown posse. I forgot the insane word.
She looked up the sane clown posse.
Yeah.
They're just
no,
like accountants
the
that pretend to
the
be
Blue
clowns.
Group.
That's the same clown posse.
No, but the funny thing is, like the gathering, they interviewed Violent J, one of the lead clowns.
Yeah,
and he's like, yeah, and he's like, you know, there's like a family getting together. It's like what Mecca is for Muslim people.
Yeah, except we don't fly planes in the buildings. And we got Mountain Dew here.
We got Faygo. It's Faygo.
And there's Mountain Dew. There's no 72 virgins in our fan base. There's not even one.
Oh!
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep.
I don't know.
Is my pizza ready?
I didn't know Andrew Dice Clay was in.
He sounds like Andrew
podcast.
Dice Clay, though.
Is he performing? I think it's in the comedy.
There's going to be a screening of The Adventures of Ford Fairlane.
Also, they have a wrestling league called Juggalo Championship Wrestling.
Right.
And there's you could like try out at this thing. They have like
it's like bum fights.
I'm sure there's really a very high bar for the wrestling quality of that.
They're like you could take a chair to the forehead and a light bulb to your face.
Totally like family.
Must sign with it before participation.
And it's like, you want food? We got plenty of it, fat ass.
And they're like, Violent J will be cooking all the burgers. I'm like, yeah, I want that fucking weird motherfucker to cook.
No, but the funniest thing is they hype up the people that are cooking. And Violent J has brought up some of America's top barbecue chefs.
Coolio.
Coolio is a chef. He didn't have like a reality show for a second. Cooking with Coolio.
No, it wasn't Coolio, but it was like, This douchebag, Shaggy Tuto, and of course, Violent J.
Yeah, their grimy friends are going to cook you a fucking burger.
These three idiots that will work just to get, stoned all day.
Every third burger will have mescaline on it. You just play the
this
thing.
This is for the family.
Because we're not. Jacker will be selling saltwater taffy on the Midway.
We're not even exaggerating that much. That's the funny part.
The best part is that like they have these two people hosting it, DJ something or other, and a Sugar Slam.
Sugar Slam.
DJ like something or other. I like that name. That should be a DJ name. I like that.
DJ Clay, I think it was.
You're right. It is DJ fun. Clay. But I like DJ something. I think that's going to be my DJ name.
Something or other.
I know DJ something or other.
Controversial music festival in the world, the massive family reunion that brings together the most misunderstood people of all time. It's the 10th annual Gathering of the Juggalos.
I love this.
Whoosh, whoosh. Illinois,
I thought you were just fucking with the volume.
They spent all the money on the sound effects and they couldn't hire a real announcer.
The nine previous years.
The fucking Juggalos.
Guess what? It is possible and it will fucking happen. If you've never been to the gathering, motherfucking year to go, bitch boy. Don't miss it. There's plenty of free camping.
Did he say
everybody.
Beach boy? Don't miss it.
Bitch boy.
Oh, I think it's beach
tent,
boy.
Or sleeping bag. Whatever.
This guy sounds like the
real magic energy that's in the air at the gathering. But nothing can match that energy. The second you get there, you can feel it. It's pure, utter magic in the air. Unlike anywhere else on the planet. The gathering, the feeling in the air, the feeling of the camaraderie.
The feeling in my pants.
The feeling of family love. That's where the whole word family came from. That's what it means. It's the best way to describe that feeling in the air.
I'm pretty sure the word family was around.
A special moment. In, sort of like what I imagine it's like for the... for Muslims to visit the Holy Land of Mecca.
Oh my God! Is that Enya playing in the background? What is that?
It's ICP probably.
It's Enya CP. Enya Sane Clown Posse. Yo, this is our new age track. It sounds like the announcer sounds like the guy that does the Long Island Auto Mall commercials on radio stations.
Come in, get a Chrysler.
You all know ICP is going to be busting out the big gun on Sunday night.
Oh, wow.
Full length super show.
There'll be guns.
The Saint Paul Posse is ridiculous at the gathering. They're always bringing special guests out on stage.
Sugar Slam.
Can you explain what she looks like?
You can expect to hear.
Ah, Hoa.
She's 14.
Yeah. And dressed like a Hoa.
And has like every disease possible.
And pigtails.
On stage with the boys kicking the Faygo.
She has
twisted. People know who Insane Clown Posse is. It's like literally they're just infamous. It's like they're out of like a Juice Man commercial.
Yeah. She looks like she has all manner of venereal disease.
No, she does. She looks like an all-American girl that they just dressed up like a...
I guess. She's made to look like a fool.
Yeah.
It's weird. They have this label, Psychopathic Records, and everyone on the label has to paint their faces.
Yeah. Really?
It's so obvious that some of them are like, this is stupid. Why do I have to do this?
Are they making Coolio paint his face on the performance?
He actually does. He's a white man in real life.
And he's a painter.
Warning.
Anybody killer. Everybody
That's a rapper. Anybody kill her.
He'll kill anybody. He doesn't care.
Wait, so are these the people that are in their posse or something?
They're performing. They're on their label.
Wait, they haven't gotten to the stars yet. There's going to be stars now.
He's a tomboy.
Yeah,
right, bitch.
Cracker.
Ex-murder boy.
Motown Rage.
Motown Rage.
MC something or other.
Awesome Dre.
Oh.
MC.
Better than regular Dre.
MC Atomic Sit Up.
The doctor.
We couldn't get Dr. Dre. We got Mr. Dre. He's still in undergraduate school.
We got Dre DDS. He's graduated dental school. Go fuck up your molars, kid.
Ain't the only thing going down at the gathering.
Uh-oh. How about Tech Nine?
Oh!
Tech Nine, Chris Calico, Cut Calhoun.
What about Tech Ten?
We can only afford Tech 8.
We got Al B. Shaw in the house.
You've heard of Eminem. Well, we got Skittles. MC Skittles.
Oh, wow. I can't believe
it. Let me rewind that.
I guess Friday 4 didn't get picked up.
Tech 9?
Oh, Tech 9 gets double billed. Wait.
Tech 9, that's right. Tech 9, Chris Calico.
Tech 27.
I'll be on the mat
for you.
Fucking shit up.
When I read this so serious and wickedness, no forgiving me. When I claim restraint, everyone telling me I'm a same.
Are you ready for this? Ice Cube.
What?
ICP presents their favorite MC at the opening ceremony. Ice Cube the Great. I mean, that's just the greatest news that we've heard thus far.
Just heard it.
Worst actress ever.
This just in.
And it don't stop there.
It
what about Guar?
Guar?
Late Night Madness.
No.
Are Guar playing Wacken Open Air Festival?
Rob, remember that time we had the debate where I said Guar is basically a joke band and you were like, no, they're not? Will you agree now that they're a joke band?
Are they making them wear clown makeup over the mask?
That would be amazing. He's excited to leave the house in general. He's excited to remember who he's fucking was.
They're going to
be
making
sure. You've heard of Slipknot. Well, we can't afford them. How about that bad mushroom head?
I heard Ron Artest was going to be on this festival. Is that true?
Ghetto Boys! Live.
He's not fresh from the Ghetto Boys. That was like 15 years
ago. Yeah, really. I like the Ghetto Boys.
Vanilla
Ice. Let's Bill.
Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, what positive are they going to say?
Nothing.
Yeah, they just... Everlast.
This is George. Literally, that was George Wentz.
What?
That was a guy who looked exactly like George Wentz.
I thought you meant it was George. George Wentz will be there. And the guy who played Cliff Clavin.
I don't know. This is like a 15-minute thing.
Oh, my God. It's Haystack.
Calhoun.
We've got two George Wentz.
MC Crims of Adult Swim.
Oh, no.
D12. I'm a rock star, choke my belly, pull into the paradigm, and many more being added every day. Trying to be bubbly, but these deaths keep aside from the main stage,
far.
The gathering of the jugglers.
He's too big for this.
Yeah. When all we could advertise is the poor man's Bubba Sparks.
Okay, this is a good
family, deep in the woods, on three different stages, all the greats put it down all night long. Over the four-day festival, the gathering will play host to over 120 musical acts from rappers to bands who will rock it all night long, just for the family.
Would you go into the woods with ICP fans?
No,
I wouldn't.
I'm considering sending this to, like, the Parents Television Council or something. Like, get this shut down. This is us.
You can get Zach Beat's parents to write a letter.
Yeah, I'm going to... We have
yeah.
his address.
Yeah, we should send him this video.
It's like, how does Insane Clown Posse have enough fans to have a fest?
A gathering for 10 years.
All weekend long. Amazing.
Cannonball.
Dude, can Metal Injection get past this?
Some of the best riders in the world.
I'd go.
You don't want to cover this a little bit?
No.
Just out of curiosity?
I don't want to.
We should get footage of it, though, and then, like, CGI ourselves in front of it like it's a disaster. And we're on the news. Like, oh my God, the stupidity here is amazing.
Giant waterfall.
I have hurricane gear on and be like, I can barely stand from the stupidity.
And real midway game.
Oh my God, Coolio just performed. This is terrible. I'm gonna get out of here.
Wow, they have Jews on stilts.
What's the part about the cooking?
On the south, the Juggalos. We present late night comedy, hosted by Upchuck the Clown. Upchuck has really stepped up his stage this year for the 10th annual.
Now he has a joke.
Holly Shore, Rowdy Roddy Piper, and Jimmy J.J.
Walker. Rowdy Roddy Piper?
Comedy. Your laughter and or heckling pleasure.
Also, Mariah Carey juggles chainsaws.
And Jake the Snake Roberts hypnotizes the snake.
JCW tryout.
The Nedden game.
What?
I'm there.
I'm sure you are.
When do they drop an atomic bomb on this festival?
Please, someone.
DJ party.
Where's Al Qaeda when you need them, really? Seriously.
Hog Daddy's giant hellfire of death.
Magicians, hypnotists walking around that bitch.
And don't you miss the massive
hypnotists walking around that bitch.
Yes, Jake the Snake Roberts hypnotizing the snake.
How about this place?
Versus Mikey Clark on the machinery. It's not really a battle. It's more like a showcase of skill, a rare demonstration of devastation. Jackie Tudo on the classic turntable. DJ Clay on
it still sucks, even with the whooshes. Sorry, it's not working.
Watch when worlds collide at Jackie Tudo's three-way DJ battle. Don't be a Nedden hole. Be
what is a Nedden?
It happened in person at the 10th annual gathering of
you
the
have,
Juggalos.
They have their own language.
Also,
yeah, you have
check
to
out
speak ICP.
Boys barbecue blowout fast blast. There the third by Nerd. Calling all fat kids, it's time to get paid. Free cheeseburgers all afternoon long from Big Violent J. Serving up the deliciousness will be his staff of highly trained barbecue chefs, Jump Steady, Corporal Robinson, and Jackie Tudo.
And a guy they found behind the tent. Sleeping.
The best McDonald's chefs. They're off that weekend.
Music by Alex Coleman.
Oh, that's it. I can't go.
I'm sorry, Alex.
Alex Skolnick wearing face paint like a clown.
For those of us who enjoy late night violence, there's plenty of that going on featuring JCW.
All our idiot fans beating the shit out of each other.
Friday night.
And for the youngsters, SAT prep every night at 7.
You know what they have, like, Juggalo-based churches? Seriously. Seriously, they have sermons for Juggalos. And they have, like, alcohol programs for Juggalos. It's all legitimate.
Like,
it's a whole alcohol program.
So it's, like, so it's just like a, you know, just a fake name for the Ku Klux Klan, right?
So ICP, like, in the future are going to be like Dylan Ted, like our whole society is going to revolve around ICP.
Kevin Nash, the JWO.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Juggalo favorite, Sabu.
We got some actual wrestlers.
Nevermore.
How about
Nevermore is going to play.
What?
One of my old school favorites, Bull Payne.
Who?
Jimmy.
I have Bull Payne sometimes. I think some aspirin is better.
Didn't you just drop a Bull Payne in another room?
Yeah. Yeah.
Heidenreich. You can
die, all right. Heidenreich? Oh, he's still on.
Redneck Tracy Smothers. If they went by that description, every single person there would be Trump's redneck.
Yeah, that gimmick's taken.
Madman Pondo.
Holy Trent Acid.
And in wrestling action, Tough Man Competition Champion, the world famous Butterbean.
Superstar Ken Shamrock.
Oh.
Don't miss the live
who planned this?
How many takes do you think they took?
Did we say seminar?
One.
Seminars.
How could any there be a worse take than this?
No, but do you think they memorized all those words? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're reading off, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Seminar hosted by the world champ himself, Corporal Robinson.
And for all you hungry asses out there, yes, we have food.
We have dildos for all you hungry asses.
There's a whole slew of good shit going on. Circus food, all that.
There's something for everybody.
Or get your own grilling on. I know I'm be getting mine. I'm be at yours.
And
what?
The gathering provides.
I can't believe you claim this whole thing.
I am
almost done with it.
Store.
this is it.
I'm sad, man.
First aid.
Anything.
It's like the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
But aren't you a little soul? You're like, man, I do kind of want to go to that.
No.
I want to see the absurdity. Like, I was like, man, if I could, like, be in, like, a bubble and just be there without being there.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe, like, to be at, like, the top of a hill or in a building looking with binoculars.
Exactly.
I could just see being, like, a really bad straight-to-DVD movie where we go there as a goof and, like, end up falling in love with some Juggalo girls and, like, bringing it back home. And one of us, like, comes back home with face paint.
Yeah.
So, like, totally won over.
We need a montage where they play Teenage Fan Club or something.
In a world of jugglers, this outsider tried to sweep one away.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Then get there. Quit wishing you could go every year. The time has come. Get to the
yeah, I've been wishing I could go every year.
How much does it cost?
$150 for 4 days.
$150.
Oh,
I thought it was $150.
It costs bus fare.
I gotta pay for all those burgers that the guy in the bum is gonna flip.
Jeez. No, but for 4 days though, $150. But you also have to realize you'll have nowhere to sleep. You have to bring your own like camping gear. You have to camp out for 4 days.
You also have to realize you'd be surrounded by insane clown posse fans. Yeah.
Have we not gotten any callers to speak about the
callers? 646-929-1357. Are you going? Can we get a correspondent?
Get a good spot.
Are you already camping out?
Is ICP on the line? They're not doing anything anyway.
646-929-1357.
They might be downstairs with Beth.
I'm not scared of those motherfuckers. Yeah. Bring it. Bring it.
Rob, remember that time we went to an indie wrestling show in Philly and there were a couple of juggalos there for no reason, and then all of a sudden the Insane Clown Posse showed up and did a run-in.
Unannounced.
And they got completely booed out of the arena, and the two juggalos that were already in the crowd were very, very offended and started flipping everybody off and left.
They must have
been planted. But then the best part is when the match was over, everyone started chanting, "Don't come back! Don't come back!"
It's pretty fantastic.
That's great. Pretty great. I felt like I was part of something that night.
It was a gathering. A different story.
It was a gathering of people, normal people, who hate the Insane.
Well, no, it was an indie wrestling show, so it was still white trash, but a classier level of white trash.
I'm going to start a gathering of everyone but the people at that gathering, and it's going to be called The World.
People's jobs.
Actually, I'm going to book an event, actually the same weekend, not too far away, called The Anti-Gathering.
She started a Facebook group of that. But that would overload the servers, because everyone hates it. I need a palate cleanser after that.
Should we do a quick little one-song music break?
Yeah, please. That was... My mind is blown.
Hello, son. This is your resident announcer guy, Chuck Blandington, and you're listening to the show that was caught finger-banging your stepmom last week. The Metal Injection Live Cast. We'll be right back.
Hey queers, are you ready to shit blood out of your ears? Because it's the Metal Injection live cast right now.
What? What am I checking for?
Fear of foreskin.
Oh. Oh. That's long gone.
Oh, it's not me. Anyway, we are back on the air.
Want to call us? 646-929-1357. Join the hilarity. And we promise no more ICP.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then why am I listening? I tuned in specifically for ICP.
Yeah.
Oh, then get out of here. There's a gathering you might like to go to.
Oh, damn it. I can't afford that. Can we start a collection?
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, what kind of juggalo can afford $150?
One that robs people for $150.
Or sells Reaper.
Or, like, what if someone gets... No, you know what they do? They just get, like, a summer job at, like, CVS.
Yeah.
Just to save up $150, and they quit.
That's another script right there. Two kids working at CVS.
I think it would be a Dairy Queen.
Wait, no, didn't they make that up? Wasn't that Detroit Rock City?
Oh, wow, wow.
Saw that. Kiss is actually the original Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah.
So it's sort of...
They're a little more talented.
But still the stupid fucking makeup and
and
merchandise.
Stupid fans.
And, yeah.
No,
but they were just got a lot of pussy, though, didn't they?
Insane Clown Posse probably gets a lot of pussy, too. It's just, like, really unattractive pussy.
But I think Kiss probably got better pussy than...
That's what I just said. Kiss
is
huge.
Yeah.
Nobody listens to what you say, Sid.
What was that?
Noah, were you saying something?
Take that.
I'm sorry, were you saying something?
I didn't hear either of you. I just hear silence. Darren said something. I heard Darren, but I didn't hear anybody else say it.
What did Darren say? Darren, could you tell Sid to shut up?
Sid, shut up.
All right. Only because Darren told me to do that.
Thank you.
I will pass all my messages to Sid now through Darren.
I didn't really want to. I just did it because Rob asked me to.
Will you do everything he tells you to?
No, that one.
Only if he says please, which he did.
Darren, could you please tell Sid that you'll suck him off?
No.
That's not what I said.
I don't need you to tell me that.
Tell me what?
To do that.
What?
But didn't you want to talk about a certain movie?
Yeah, Rob wanted to talk about Orphan, but he's too high to remember what he
said. Well, I wanted to talk about Orphan.
What is Orphan?
Orphan is a new horror movie that's coming out. I believe it came out today. And if you guys haven't seen it, don't worry. We're going to save you some money by telling you at the end of it.
But yeah, no, it's like that thriller with they adopt a girl.
They adopt
like
a little
weird girl,
and she seems cute at first, and then all of a sudden she starts doing fucked up things in the house. Mm-hmm. She's fucking with the neighbor kids.
You guys have seen the commercial, right?
The adoptive brother or sister or whatever, and she's burning the house down. And it's like, oh my God, why is she so evil? Well, the plot twist is that she's actually not a little 8-year-old girl. She's a 33-year-old dwarf who used to be a hooker.
Wait, but why did you give it away?
Because it's terrible.
How stupid
is
that?
To talk about.
You're helping people.
Yeah,
you're
saving people 2 hours of their time.
What if someone really wanted to go see
a 33-year-old dwarf hooker is the plot twist of this movie.
That sounds really interesting to me.
It got made in Hollywood.
I care about that.
No, wait, but there's more. She wears a scarf throughout the whole movie. And the reason she was scarred is because she got raped, and there was scars from the rape.
Yes.
Wait, how? Okay, so how do you know the ending? Did you go see it?
Someone blogged about it. They saw it. They saw it, and they're like, "This is so bad, I have to."
So that's how you watch movies, through blogs?
No.
When the movie's so terrible that it has a shitty ending like that.
What? Are you offended? Like, does this sound like a good plot to you? You're like, man, I really missed out on the great movie here.
And now you know about it, and you can go see it because we brought it to your attention.
That's true.
The bottom line is there's something wrong with Esther.
She's a fucking...
She's Jewish.
Yeah, see there's a scarf.
Yeah, she's a whore fan.
In real life, though, the actress that plays her is 12.
Once again, CGI.
Yeah.
Wait, so she's actually 12?
In real life, she's 12.
And she's playing a 35-year-old dwarf who got raped. That means that someone had to someone had to explain to her that, well, your character got raped, and then she goes, what's raped?
If you're in Hollywood, there's no age you don't know what
12,
raped.
I mean, come on, you're already broken into the industry, right?
The thing is, not only is she a 33-year-old hooker that got raped, but she's also a juggalo.
Yeah.
That's the
oh,
most,
she's going to be at the gathering?
Yeah, that's the most fucked up thing
she's I've seen.
A 33-year-old dwarf who dresses like a 12-year-old girl in a scarf.
Flipping burgers. The greatest barbecue chefs and dwarf hookers.
Hey, you fat fuck! Did you buy your ticket yet to the gathering?
That would be Orphan too, right? She's a fucking juggalo. Yeah. That's where the scary music comes in, and I'm like, honey, the girl we adopted is here. And she's like, yo, what's good? I just came from the gathering.
Isn't that a band also, The Gathering?
Is it? It's a
isn't
card
that,
game.
Isn't that like a metal band, Rob? On like Century
sure.
Media or
Testament
something?
Testament album.
Oh.
See, people are thanking us now that we don't. Balance Theory thanked us.
Oh,
right. He doesn't have to see the movie
oh.
now. And
this is a good deed.
Yeah, we are helping people.
And if someone's really into dwarf hookers, they might never have thought that when they saw the trailer, and now they know, so they can go see it and beat off in the theater.
Come on the theater, Walt.
Yeah, it's me. Hold on. I'm going to the 12 o'clock showing. I got to go. That's all right. I only need to go to the ending.
Yeah, you just find out the duration and do the math.
It's not a turn-on when she's a kid. It's just at the end when you find out.
Feel better about it.
Oh, so it's a 35. I like role-playing, is that it?
Oh, yeah.
Would you like, make noises in the theater? Like, oh.
Dwarf hooker. Wait, you're looking at me to make more noise? Or?
So wrong.
Listen, I didn't
we're
make
just, we're
movie.
Just looking for you to really come on the wall.
Sound
right now.
Theory also adds that
you
only juggalos are into dwarf hookers.
That's true.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
We'll have dwarf hookers.
Any dwarves out there, give us a call. 646-929-1357.
Did Zach
Little
Peach ever tell us how tall he was?
We didn't ask.
Might be yet another strike against him. Poor kid.
Oh, man.
Where is he? Is he actually out doing his bad? So let him in the house. Yeah, what the fuck?
I juggle a fest.
He's being drug tested. Right?
Come on, Zach. What we should get him is the Wizinator.
Oh, is that
so
like a fake penis?
Yeah, so you could cheat on drug tests.
But then you'd have to borrow somebody else's pee.
Well, we could also each pee in a specimen jar.
I can't.
Oh, yeah.
He would fail that test really
Darren.
Bad.
Me and Darren are
me
pure
too.
Of the urine.
Well, we'll pee like
I'm
going to
contaminate it with my urine just so he gets in trouble.
Could you contaminate me with your urine?
You found out last week that...
contaminated a few.
No, she's been contaminated.
I think she's also contaminated, hasn't she?
Were you ever the peer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've had peer-to-peer transfers?
Did you come up with that during the week and you've just been waiting to use it?
No, swear to God,
really?
Yeah.
Just now.
When did we involve fruit in this?
Involve what?
Oh,
pears.
Shut up. Terrible.
What?
I make a technology-related joke, and you miss it completely.
I get it.
Amazing.
I was trying to add. I was trying to go on top of it.
He was just not being funny, as usual.
Doing comedy at the gathering. Robert Pasmani.
Get your tomatoes ready.
If I would do comedy, I would totally do, like how the black comedians do, like, white guys do this. I just do, like, you know, oh, stupid people do this. Blah, blah, blah. But juggalos do this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We probably have a comedian like that.
Yeah.
There should be a juggalo.
Roddy
comedian.
Ruddy Piper.
Rip Taylor's going to do that.
Oh, dear Lord. He's still alive.
Come on, give me some more. Yeah, I'm gonna give you an audience. Go. Give me some more comedy.
You know how like stupid people, they're like, oh, hi mom, hi dad, I'm back from school. Well, juggalos are like, yo mom, fuck, I'm back. Where's my food? I'm a juggalo. Yeah.
Wow, you're popular over at the juggalo show.
When you sing, you know, on your car Friday night drinking a 40,
yeah.
And cop comes up to you and he's like, what's going on? Stupid people, they're all like, oh, nothing, officer. I'm just sitting here. Yeah, and the jugglers are like, yo, stop hating. I'm just living like a juggalo.
I'm here with my family. Am I right, people? Yo, let me hear that family. Let me hear my family. We're at the gathering. We're at the gathering.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Coolio. Oh, man. Racist. See?
Oh, guys, we gotta be careful. We don't want to give too much of the gathering away. ICP might sue us.
Right. No, actually, the ending is that there's a door hooker that comes up. That girl, Sugar Slam, is actually a dwarf hooker.
She's actually a 35-year-old prostitute.
Right.
32-year-old prostitute.
Not a dwarf. 33. Get it right. Very important to the plot.
It's all about Larry Bird. Ties into Jersey.
That goes with the pear joke.
Okay, it's a little bit better.
Yeah.
A little. I think.
Oh, because Sid said it?
To delivery.
So give us a call, 646-929-1357. You can also send us an instant message, MI Livecast. We only have 10 minutes? I don't know, 15?
There's a clock right on your fucking computer.
Where? Oh, there
you
is.
Didn't bet.
Well, so
when are we
going to
give her
minutes?
You're going to give a CD to the next caller? What happened?
No.
Oh, well, we get with Tooth Gnasher, we realize that you actually won that.
So he works
still,
he
works
the radio. Yeah, he doesn't
okay,
he
does next. Well, then Shinobi was the next one. Right. So Shinobi.
Do we have two CDs?
And Sid will, like, pee on it for you, so you can have a bit of Sid's
and
pee.
He'll spit on it.
Or I'll give it a firm handshake. Send it on his side.
How do you give a CD a handshake?
You put it in your hand and you shake it. What the fuck? Duh.
You know, can I tell you something about Jews? Because I know you know more than I do.
Don't look at me. I don't know that much.
A woman on the bus, she's like an Orthodox Jewish woman.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking to some dude, like a non-Jew. And bumped into him, and they started a conversation before they got on the bus. And mm-hmm. in the middle of it, from what I surmised, that she was trying to help him get a job. So he's like, oh, thank you. And he puts his hand out, and she recoiled like he pissed on her.
She's not allowed to touch a man.
But are they're not allowed to even shake hands, though?
It's skin on skin contact?
Yeah, like the very orthodox ones. Like,
that's
men, weird. No, like if you... I'm not an orthodox Jew. However...
You still recoiled.
I do feel like I need to burn that part of my skin that you touched to sanitize it.
Okay.
But yeah, but women can shake another woman's hand, and that's fine. But she can't shake a man's hand, and vice versa.
What if the man's gay?
That's even worse.
Then he's the devil.
But the man should be killed.
Gonna, like, he's not there to try to fuck her, though.
That's not the point, Adam. Right? No.
No, I think it's just touching is sinful. I don't know.
In religious people's minds, everyone is straight. They just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
Blake
just
confused.
Of the 21st century, Jesus.
No, it's not Jesus.
So, back to Shinobi winning, he's actually on some message, and he requested that Noah piss on it.
Yay!
I don't know, that might cost him something.
Get cracking.
I don't do that shit for free.
Cost him
you're going to shit on it?
I didn't answer shit.
Yeah,
slow down.
Piss.
You got to do that in front of all of us, though.
You need to buy me dinner first.
You need to go out with her and then break up with her.
Aaron's bringing out the wallet.
My whole wallet.
Whatever's in there, the entire contents. If you see on a
there's
CD.
Probably just receipts in there.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Why don't you tell my friend George Washington that? Huh?
Oh, I didn't know George Washington had a twin brother.
Oh, wait, that's a dollar. I meant to pull a quarter out. Fuck.
If we picked her up and just squeezed her a little bit, she really wouldn't have any way to stop it.
No, because she doesn't eat any food, so there's no waste product.
Well, there's tea. She wanted a pee.
Right.
She drinks. She's got a soda pop right next to her.
Mm-hmm. Soda pop.
Did you finish that off? That can of pop?
Probably like 3/4 of it.
Polish it off.
No, I'm not going to drink it because
you're nursing
me.
That damn Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
most of it.
You want to see a little yellow flame?
You want to get the sugar high?
I want to get the sugar high a couple of times, so I'm doing it in moderation.
Gurgle it down.
We want that after that special afterglow.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
You know, it's the last 15 minutes of the show where we just harassed Bella.
Oh, no.
I just want to mention that JCVD, people are asking, where's JCVD? He gave us a call, and he bailed on us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You sure we didn't bump him?
No, he bailed on us. He's like, I don't feel like doing it. He left a voicemail, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, let me queue up his voicemail of him canceling.
I think he crashed the After Dark segment.
Yeah.
Good, he saved me.
Yeah. JCVD.
I don't even know why I'm leaving you a message. You motherfuckers always treat me so bad. I have much more important things to do. There are many, many pregnant women walking the streets of Brussels that I could be punching in the pussy right now. But I figured I'd call and give you the courtesy. And remember, go see my new movie. What the hell is it called again? Oh, yes, Eagle's Path. Eagle's Path. See it this summer with someone you love. And then punch them right in the uterus. Yeah.
That was JCVD's voicemail.
He's a hostile guy.
Man, he didn't even... what a dick. Just telling us he's going to come on the show and then bail on us.
Well, that's almost as good.
That's advertising.
Yeah.
He sort of was on the show.
I guess.
It's small good.
So anyway, back to Noah.
Noah. Such an enigma.
What does that even mean?
Not a racial slur. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you feeling all right? You look a little uncomfortable. I'm not usually sitting so close to you. It's weird. I'm usually,
yeah.
Usually I sit at the exact opposite end of the...
You're close enough to reach out and touch her if you
I'm
really
not going
to
do that. I'm a gentleman.
What do you
want
to know about Noah? Give us a call. 646-929-1357.
She's probably not going to answer.
She's
what
not going
to
answer.
I am your question to us.
Yeah, my life, yeah.
It'll be funny when we ask and she doesn't answer.
Yeah.
Well, she answers.
Noah is... I think I'm the best interviewer here because I always get Noah to say something dirty and unexpected. It's so weird. I brought up peeing, and she's like, oh, yeah, somebody peed on me. I'm like, what?
But I'm the one who figured out who it was.
That's true. But
and who she was still banging.
Yeah. That's true. But that was, I have to say, that was a little easy, though.
Well, all right.
She fucks like one guy every 8 years, you know?
Noah is so embarrassed right now.
That's a good thing. I'm saying you're not promiscuous.
In 8 years, that's not true.
All right. I was exaggerating a little bit.
How many guys have you banged?
Can I try? How many men have you had intercourse with?
Well, no,
she's
I don't.
So uncouth. That's the thing. She's a lady. She's a lady. Look at her. Look at her sitting with her.
How many talking. Jazz guitarists have you let do a solo on?
In theory.
Yes. Now you have to answer.
See? I'll tell you if you tell me.
You always say that to me.
Well, I'm trying to make you feel comfortable, so I'm embarrassing myself in addition to you embarrassing
How
myself.
How is it embarrassing to you, Darren?
Because I haven't slept with that many girls.
I've only slept with, like, 4 guys.
Really? That includes, are we including, like, anything other than intercourse?
Oh, fuck
yeah, you, no, I've had, like, 2 hookups out of those.
2 hookups.
Oh, wait, no, that's not, wait.
What's
fucking,
a hookup?
How many,
hookup.
How many, penises, how many different penises have been inside your vagina? That's what we're asking.
4.
Okay.
4. Yeah. All right. Ah, that's and you're what? 25.
26.
26. That's, see, that's almost. What's 32? What's 8 times 4? 32, right? Okay, so it's like very close to 1 every 8 years.
Wait, 8 times 4.
She wasn't
32?
Banging when she was 7 years old.
What does
right.
that mean?
I don't. She was alive.
No, but why are you doing 8 times 4?
No, I'm saying if it was once every 8 years and you banged 4 guys, it would be you'd be 32 years old. So it's
oh,
almost.
Well, congratulations, though. You're not going to see another dick for the next 6 years.
Thank
there,
God.
That's a...
You people don't care. The bees, not the bees.
This is Glenn Beck.
Oh, yeah.
A person that I know, I really don't, let's not even explain who he is because he's a jerk off.
Right.
But here's
a... No, he's a Republican. He's a Fox News guy.
I'm going to lose my mind today.
Somebody called him up and said that they liked the Obama health care reform, and this is how he responded.
Get off my phone! Get off my phone, you little pinhead! Get off
my phone!
What? It's like a Cradle of Filth song.
That sounds like Rob when he's saying over it.
That's
yeah.
true. There is that. You know...
Overhead! Overhead! Overhead!
Right now there are dogs in the neighborhood that are going crazy.
I'm gonna lose my mind today.
Yeah.
Get off my phone!
Oh, good!
My phone, you little pinhead!
Did you know...
Actually, right after that segment, he did a different segment, and someone called in and gave him free tickets to the gathering with ICP. And this is how he reacted.
Wait for it.
I'm going to lose my mind today.
Glenn Beck is opening for Roddy Roddy Piper.
I don't care.
Neither do we.
See, I think you got a little lawsuit right there because you can sue them for that. If you play,
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of like Coldplay and Joe Satriani.
Yeah.
We just
exactly.
Make it up.
Do you still have that clip of Coldplay?
I can get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you think it, Rob, that would be a great way to make some extra cash.
So how do we get off Noah? What happened?
Get off Noah. You were never on me.
Oh. The night is young.
I was going to say, ew, it's not that disgusting. God.
Coldplay.
Rapists.
Why are they rapists?
No, this is the Satch.
Now, all right, sit that down. My thing is, Joe Satriani is like a guitar hero, right? He's like a metal rock guitar. Okay.
God.
Why would
not
he
metal.
Want, but like hard rock?
Yeah.
Why would he want people knowing that his shit sounds like Coldplay? That's like fucking elevator music.
Because
it's written.
No, Coldplay's shit sounds like his shit.
Okay, that's still embarrassing.
They just stole the melody, but they played it with
but
different instruments.
But his shit
instruments.
Was just fucking weak.
I agree. Oh, I'm not a fan of Joe Satriani.
He should be, no. They wrote that. That has nothing to do with me.
Yeah,
I didn't come up with that.
Actually, looking for
I'm
that.
I'm a chicken foot. Hey, shit like that, come on.
He's opening up for Roddy Piper, too.
Yeah.
I found a Metallica, alleged Metallica Joe Satriani ripoff. I don't know if you're familiar. Let's see what this is.
That might be even worse.
It might not be as good, but hold on.
Penis now?
Is it what?
12 inch penis.
He's playing a Casio keyboard.
Yeah. Okay, Metallica.
No.
That sounds death magnetic.
Oh.
It does sound fun in the
show. Yeah.
Once again, Joe Satriani gets ripped off by shitty artists who write shitty songs.
There's another thing here that says Metallica ripped off Pearl Jam. Let's see what that
is. What?
Let's see. This is Pearl Jam.
Yes.
We're going to get sued for this.
Metallica. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
What Metallica song is this?
The End of the Line. Death Metallica.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I found a good thing.
Metallica,
they could even come up with that shitty music on their own. They have to, like,
that's the funny
steal part. Shitty ideas.
Now, what do you think about, how does that hold up? Have you listened to Death Magnetic again lately? Well, you just
no.
Nope.
Yeah, it's weird because we sat, when we got the advanced copy of it, we sat here and listened to it.
I remember, that's how I heard it. I was in my room while you guys were in the living room.
I liked it.
With
I liked
head
it the
underneath
first
the pillow.
Time.
Yeah, and that's all I heard of the album. And I not the worst thing. But
yeah,
not,
well, we were also comparing it to St. Anger. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
But I
know. I
found something from... Hold on. I'm looking for something. Give me a second.
He's looking for something.
Cherchez la femme?
Give me a second.
We only have two more minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This live cast flew by.
That's not it. Sorry.
It was the Juggalo conversation. That just
that took up at least
prompted.
Half an hour.
Yeah. Well, it was fun, though.
Was it?
Fun in a painful way.
You know how stupid people have jobs? We're juggalos. We don't got no jobs because we juggalos for life.
Only jobs we know is blowjobs.
From the, where my juggalette? Where my juggalette at?
Who's your juggalette?
Who's my juggalette? Who's my...
Is that a real term?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Juggalette?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know.
It is.
Yo, I just flushed my baby down the toilet by mistake.
Oh, see, I wrote juggalette and Google corrected me. Did you mean juggalette with two G's?
Did you mean juggalette
with two G's?
Johnny Depp.
What? There is a juggalette. Yeah, definitely.
Why don't you do a Google image?
Urban Dictionary, like the definition, you know, the first one is, you know, really dicey. Second one is claim to not give a fuck what anyone thinks, but are most often seen online telling haters to shut the fuck up and die.
I guess that would be us. Could you do a Google image search now? Let me see what these beasts look like.
Find the imagery. Rape, cannibalism, misogyny, and necrophilia to be acceptable and enjoyable.
No.
But racism is a no-no.
Just, you can eat people just as long as you don't discriminate.
Yeah. Number six is actually the end-all, be-all.
Consists of a 9-to-1 ratio of angry, violent, desperate for attention kids, suckered by a lowest common denominator gimmick to adults, with immature and violent taste, who also buy into said gimmick. All believe that the title they give themselves and subsequent ICP love is enough to consider a complete stranger family.
That was too long.
Are we going into overtime?
I think I'm over it.
Because we're at 15 seconds now, so we should thank everybody that called in.
Thanks, everybody, for calling in. Thank you, Shinobi and Marshall.
Okay.
Jose, yes, from Sirius. Big up to Sirius Ejection. I want to inject the Sirius into my radio.
Gold whore.
Thank you to Anthony for sitting in and being stoned and enjoying the injection, the vaporizer injection.
Vape
injection.
And ICP for buying a half-hour block on our show today.
Yeah. That's how, yeah. We're just going to spill the beans. You know, they bought that ad. This is product placement.
Said if you make us sound stupid to your fans, then our fans will love us even more because they hate everything you like.
Oh, no. I actually just got a text message from Violent J asking if that comedian was real and if they could book him.
Which one?
The Juggalo comedian. The Juggalo redneck.
Play back some of that. That was funny.
No. Let's get out of here, people. Thank you so much, and tune in next week for the best of the Metal Injection Livecast. We're going to compile some of our funniest bits. For the next 2 weeks.
Right.
We're taking a little break.
So sad. But it'll be two different best ofs.
Yeah, two different
one.
Best ofs. And
I'll miss you guys.
One of them was going to be all of Darren's circumcision stories.
You always ask me.
2 hours.
And then one of them is just going to be Noah after
using
dark.
A rabbit. Yeah.
So every embarrassing thing Noah's ever said in the show.
And I think we're also going to have a caller themed segment.
Oh
yeah,
course,
absolutely. Absolutely. Some of our best callers.
If you're listening, you may appear on the press.
If you've called in, you definitely may appear. And,
we think you're the best.
And if you're in a band, don't forget to join or sign up for our free music video contest. We're teaming up with David Brodsky, who is an awesome director.
Tell some of the things he's directed.
So he directed good bands.
The Godfather.
Yeah.
That was him.
Music videos for like the Black Dahlia Murder and Guar and other good stuff. So if you just go to metalinjection.tv/free-music-video.
And directed Orphan too, right?
That's right.
Orphan
yeah,
2.
Yeah, he directed the sequel.
He played the 33-year-old Orphan.
That's true. All right. All right. We're going to get out of here. We'll be back with a new episode in 2 weeks. I won't be here.
Yeah, you guys will.
And then I will be back in three weeks. So maybe that's when you guys should tune back in. No. all right, I'll see you guys. Or you know, go shut up. Bye.
Can you have both open? I mean, I just want
Ow! Ow! Corriendo por la carretera tropical, me ha hecho
mal, me ha
hecho dolor. Me vuelvo loco, pero voy a mi manera. Que la meca y la fuerza, la paso a su cuerpo. Yo no quiero ver con fundamental. Y está viendo por qué la escalera está herida. Vuelvo loco. No cuidado con la hija de la madre. Ahora me quiero frenar. Se no para ya. Eso es mi vivo y fiel. Entregando al ritmo. Difícil de parar. Con riesgo que claro está la señal. Puerto loco. Puerto loco.
wide open. My body is craving. My feet are hungry. I've been devoting myself to you Monday to Monday and Friday to Friday. Not getting enough education or decent incentives to keep me at it. Starting to feel such a little abuse, like a coffee machine in an album. So I'm gonna go to my cousin to get me a lover and tell you about it.
Yo, for some real shit, Michael, you my nigga. Yeah, yo, I know a thug to cry for you, my dude. Ain't no R&B singer really ever makes me cry. Makes me wanna meet you, touch your hand, you know?
Michael, you my nigga.
I understand controversy. I understand who's trying to hurt me. He said I ain't worth it. He said you ain't worth it. I'm glad you wasn't growing up in my hood where the good die early, early.
Yeah.
Silence for Mike.
Silence for Mike.
Silence for Mike. Remember the time, doing Thriller, you was grinding. You didn't have me open, I was wildin'. Red jacket, pimp, leather glove, you used to show me love. I know you didn't know me, but you showed me love. Held the world with your words and comments. Practice, I'm gonna get on that.
Oh, we don't feel the line, yeah, you notice and listen, notice and listen. Here comes the bass, you guys. I love that.
Oh, we don't.
Can't even go that low. He's my dude, he's a real tight dude. Most official.
I should tell you to keep you alive. I'm a moral chill to the moon over the earth and sand dunes too. Play pretty young game when I'm chilling with my foe in the club. And even though I'm always strapped, I'm putting down my mat for my jack. He's so lazy. Like, I drop the mic.
Yo. Yeah,